from the newsroom at news.com.au.
G'day there, I'm Andrew Bucklow.
And I'm Natalie Brown.
And this is the latest from the newsroom. It's Thursday the 15th of February.
Anthony Albanese is engaged.
Go, Albo.
He popped the question to his partner Jodie Hayden on Valentine's Day and shared a photo on Instagram with the caption, "She said yes." No wedding date has been announced, but it could be the first time an Aussie PM has got married while in office.
I am excited about that. Good on you, Albo. Okay, nothing from you. All right, moving on. Unemployment in Australia has risen to a two-year high. The jobless rate now sits at 4.1%, with the RBA predicting it could be as high as 4.4% by the end of the year.
In the US now, one person was killed and at least 20 were injured after a shooting at a Super Bowl parade in Kansas City. Several suspected shooters have been taken into custody.
To sport now, UFC boss Dana White stormed out of a podcast interview in the US after just 30 seconds. He sat down for a chat with Howie Mandel but appeared to spit the dummy straight away.
Dana, I can't thank you enough for being here.
Thank you for all the kind words. I appreciate it. I am so tired of doing podcasts. I'm literally done with them. I'm not doing any more podcasts.
And with that, he walked out. I mean, I don't know. This all feels like a staged bit to me. So we'll see what comes out in the next few days.
Yeah, I'm not buying it. We'll be back in a moment.
Hey, I'm Felicity Harley and I host Healthy-ish, where we chat to experts, influencers and people in the know from around the globe to arm you with the knowledge to make healthier decisions for your mind, body and soul.
I think if we're going to be focusing on health, like sleep is probably the biggest component of that.
I think sleep is the cornerstone.
Like choose the harder option, because I've never woken up and gone, I regret that run that I went at 4 a.m. I've never done that.
Search for Healthy-ish and Extra Healthy-ish wherever you get your podcasts.
To celebrity news, Bucky, Kate Hudson has revealed that she had a cameo in Home Alone 2.
How is this possible? I've seen this movie hundreds of times and I've never noticed Kate Hudson.
Well, I haven't seen it at all, so I wouldn't know. Here's what she had to say on her Sibling Revelry podcast.
I still get residuals from Home Alone 2 because I sang in the chorus.
You do?
Or one.
Wait.
Oh. Home Alone, I sang in the chorus. I was in this chorus. And then I get like 10 cents every once in a while.
I know,
like
that's perfect.
There you go. I'm going to rewatch it tonight because I have no life. Anyway, last story for the day. A restaurant in Sydney has been left red-faced after it told superstar Pink that she couldn't come inside because she didn't have ID. Pink had a booking to eat at the Manly Skiff Club on Monday night with friends but was turned away at the door. Ugh. The restaurant has since apologised. How embarrassing.
Happens to me all the time. That's the latest from the newsroom. We'll be back with another update soon.
Your update from news.com.au.
Are you ready to get an inside look at crime from someone who has investigated some of Australia's worst crimes?
It was like Aladdin's cave. The luminol found bloodied footprints and bloodied handprints on a wall, so it's just like a horror movie.
Former homicide detective Gary Jubelin sits down with cops, crims, addicts, victims, small-time cheats, and big-town lawyers as they tell their incredible stories.
My house got raided. Next thing you know, I got bail refused. Next thing you know, I'm on a truck to Park Lee Prison.
Listen to I Catch Killers early and ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.